This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A convoy from the International Committee of the Red Cross carrying hostages crossed on Wednesday, who were held by Hamas amidst an agreement to exchange hostages and prisoners between Israel and U.S. designated terrorist group Hamas. Several Palestinian prisoners were released in exchange for the release of hostages during the ceasefire agreement, the final day of a two-day extension of a truce in the Gaza war. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said on Wednesday he would work with Israelis during his trip to Israel in the coming days to see if a temporary ceasefire that has been in place and allowed hostages kidnapped by Hamas to go free could be extended. Speaking at a press conference in Brussels following a NATO meeting, Blinken said the continuation of the pauses would mean more hostages to be freed and more assistance getting into Gaza. The top American diplomat will soon make his third visit to Israel since the start of the war. A U.S. military aircraft went down off the coast of Japan. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
U.S. officials at Yokota Air Base in western Tokyo say they are still confirming details after an Air Force Osprey tiltrotor aircraft crashed in the sea less than a mile off the eastern coast of southern Japan. The number of occupants was revised downward but then restored to 8 at last report. One male crew member recovered from the ocean has been pronounced dead. According to Japanese officials, local news agencies quoted a witness who reported seeing fire coming from the Osprey's left engine and an explosion before it fell. There have been a number of fatal accidents involving Ospreys in the last several years, most recently 3 deaths and at least 5 serious injuries in August during a multinational training exercise in Australia. I'm Jennifer King.
Find more on these stories on our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Turkey seeks to broaden its economic and diplomatic influence in Central Asia, putting it on a collision course with Russia, which wants to do the same. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Erdogan hopes to use Turkey's ethnic ties with the energy-rich region to deepen its economic and diplomatic influence in a part of the world where China and Russia have dominated until now. Çağdaş Ungur is a professor of political science at Istanbul's Marmara University.
None of them enjoys the kind of, you know, cultural and linguistic ties that Turkey has to the region.
Erdogan's drive in Central Asia is part of an effort to reduce Turkey's dependence on Europe amid increasingly strained relations with the European Union. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Slovak truckers will block the main border crossing with Ukraine from Friday, the country's truckers association said, joining Polish protests to win restrictions against Ukrainian drivers. Polish truckers have been blocking several crossings with Ukraine since November 6th to demand tougher conditions for Ukrainian peers. Polish and Slovak truckers complain Ukrainian truckers offer cheaper prices for their services and also transport goods within the European Union, rather than just between the bloc and Ukraine. 2024 Republican U.S. presidential candidate Nikki Haley is having a moment. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman explains.
The 2024 Republican presidential candidate is seeing a swell in media coverage, new interest from big-dollar donors, and rising speculation that she might be the sole contender poised to make a real run at Donald Trump. The reality is that the 51-year-old former UN envoy and South Carolina governor faces a massive uphill battle. Poll tracking site 538 shows Trump with the support of just under 60% of Republicans. In distant second, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, just shy of 13%. Behind him, with 10% support, is Haley.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Far-right Dutch leader Geert Wilders suffered a major setback to his goal of forming a governing coalition Wednesday when a key potential partner ruled itself out, uncomfortable with his extreme views. A week after Wilders sparked a political earthquake in the Netherlands and further afield with a stunning election victory, his task of building a coalition has become even more difficult. The process is being closely scrutinized in Brussels and across Europe, given Wilder's anti-Islam, anti-immigrant, and anti-European manifesto, which also calls for a halt in weapons supplies to Ukraine. Download the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.